information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
You're listening to WGAU's Health and Wellness Roundtable. Here's your host, Mark Koyman.
Welcome, listeners, to WGAU Health and Wellness Roundtable. We are quickly going into the holiday season, and we are going to be talking about that today in our discussion. And it's a whole show that will give you all a lot of great ideas. If you don't have a pen and paper, if you're driving a car, you can't do this. But if you're listening at home, if you got a pen and a piece of paper, I encourage you to go get them, because I've got three other folks here with me today. Karen Zinka is here from St. Mary's, and she works with nutrition, and she's got great ideas on food in terms of gifts. And I've got Bill, who also goes by Billy. We didn't do that the last time, Billy, did we? We were very formal with you. But Billy McLaughlin is super. He's a manager at St. Mary's Wellness Center. And then I have Coach Matt Keller, who is a regular. He is the co-host of this show. And Matt is with the wonderful Georgia Neurological Surgery and Comprehensive Spine Group that is located right here in Athens, Clark County. And we're really excited to be on WGAU 98.7 FM and AM 1340 with the show. And we're going to be talking about holiday shopping and wonderful gift ideas. I'm telling you this, the shopping season has started. Have you guys started doing any of your holiday shopping yet?
I've started my holiday shopping thinking, but I haven't quite done any shopping just yet.
So Billy, you haven't left your, do you make lists?
I do, I try to make lists.
Do you do it digitally on your iPhone or do you do it on a piece of paper?
Piece of paper. Sitting on my desk at home. And, you know, as my parents mention something or my friends mention something, I'll make a quick little note. But I haven't gone out yet to make any purchases just yet.
Yeah, Karen, have you started?
I have a few things for my 2-year-old because I'm afraid things will run out. So.
Oh, that's super. That's very, very good. And Matt?
I think that my wife has done most of it, but I think that we got everything done for the girls. I have twins at home, so I think that we're done with them. But as far as each other, I haven't started on
that. You haven't started on that stuff?
Maybe, but yeah.
I have the two nieces and the nephew, and that's always an interesting task. But I always buy them stuff that's not at the quote big storefronts. I usually go to small boutiques and things like that to find it for them. But you know, I get the biggest kick out of all the talk about the empty shelves in the news and the timing of that, which was at the first of this month, the fact that the shelves were going to be empty seemed to correlate very strongly with the advertising, whether it was from, you know, the mass merchandisers like Target and Walmart, or it was specialty stores or websites. All of that started airing on the television sets and the radio stations and the digital websites and so on about the same time. And I noticed that the other night I went over here to Target in Athens and I was shocked because it was almost 9 o'clock and the parking lot was packed with cars. And I'm like, oh my goodness sakes alive, they're out there probably spending lots of holiday money. You know, a lot of us, when we think about holiday sales and shopping, a lot of us think about the fact that everybody goes online today and shops online. And I shared before we started the show, I was sharing with you the stat. How many of you thought that it was over 50% that people shopped online for holiday gifts? So all three of you are raising your hands. Yeah, and the stat is unbelievable because it's at 13%. So that means 77% of the shoppers don't buy their holiday gifts online. They physically go to stores, which is amazing. And they're forecasting that the percentage this year of digital shopping for the holidays will be lower than it was last year. There's part of that that I know is related to the pandemic, where people last year didn't go in stores because of the pandemic. And this year they have eased up on that. You know, to me, I think of going shopping, whether it's with the pandemic or not, I think of going in the stores with you know, parking issues like I experienced at Target, screaming kids. God love them. They might want to try to be good for Santa, but they're in the store screaming. And there's just crowds all over the place. There's just people hanging all over and you wait in line. And so, but you all have some great gift ideas. And I can't wait to hear some of them. We're going to be talking about gifts from an exercise standpoint, a health standpoint, an activity, a diet. We even have some travel ideas for listeners. Matt, how about for you? What's an idea that you would love to share with listeners today?
Well, most of my ideas are come from a physical therapy standpoint, and especially for a lot of my spine patients, because I really try my best to educate them on things that they can do at home. But I sort of had some just some simple things that are really not that expensive at all. And, you know, you can buy these online. You can also buy them at your local sporting goods store. But some things such as just simple stretch straps, where you can use to loop around your foot and get them a regular stretching program at home. One website that I have used is OPTP.com. I think that stands for Orthopedic Physical Therapy Products.com.
So again, for listeners, it's OPTP.com. Okay. And by the way, listeners, I'm going to tell you right away, we might rattle off some websites, but if you go to the website for the show on WGAUradio.com, so you go to WGAUradio.com, and it is right there. You'll see the link to the Health and Wellness Roundtable. We're going to actually be posting these websites for these gift ideas, so you don't necessarily have to be taking notes. We're going to have some links built in for you. Okay, keep going, Matt. That's great. And, you know, we just had the shows that just aired talking about the fact that over the holidays, if you're sitting there watching a bowl game, those that you just talked about can be used very nicely as you're watching, exactly. Cheering on your team.
Exactly. A lot of these things are very inexpensive and very easy to use at home. Foam rollers, some of the foam rollers to exercise with, some of the exercise balls, very easy to use at home. And they make for a good gift. There's a couple of things that are on OPTP.com that I found, like some knee exercisers, like a Fit Glide, that you can use for your elderly parents that may have had a knee replacement at home or maybe an arthroscopic surgery at home, that they can put in front of their wheelchair or in front of their electric lift chairs, and they can exercise their legs at home.
I love it.
There's a big market for that, and it's a pretty cool little item.
They're great ideas. We're going to come back with some more of your ideas in a minute. I want to shift over to Karen, because Karen, your ideas are very nice, Matt, but Karen talks about food. And food and the holidays, that's what I love about the holidays, is the food. So Karen, what has been going through your mind? What's at the top of your list for ideas?
Sure. So I focused on some healthy nutrition cookware products, relatively inexpensive. And so the first one I want to mention, I know it's pretty popular nowadays, but is an air fryer. So air fryers are definitely better than deep fryers. They can help us cut down on fat. They eliminate the use of added oils. But remember, air fryers are only as healthy as the food we put in them.
That's right. That is very, very true.
It doesn't magically remove the saturated fat from bacon or the trans fat from chicken wings. So again, it's only as healthy as the food
Right. we put in them. But it's a great idea. It's so much easier to do than deep frying. Mm-hmm. And yet it's so much better for us because we don't have all that fat content that we end up getting into. That's great. That's a great idea. Super idea.
And then the next one that was at the top of my list is a spiralizer. I suggest getting an electric one because it can be kind of tricky using a spiralizer.
Now, I have no idea what that is. What is a spiralizer? And I see other guys shaking their heads here that you all don't see listening to this, but we don't know what that is. What is that?
So it's what you put certain vegetables in that technically can reshape the vegetable into like noodle size shapes and offer a healthy alternative.
Is that like the thing where you stick like a beet in it and you turn it around in circles and it makes this long? Oh, those are pretty cool.
They are.
Those are not that expensive, I can imagine. Those are almost like stocking stuffers. Yeah, that's a great idea.
So definitely, you know, zucchini, carrots, beets, squash are all great items to put in the spiralizers.
I think it is great. All right, Billy, you got an idea, because we're going to have to take a commercial break here shortly. But
oh, yes.
What's one idea that you've got?
So the idea at the top of my list, being from the Wellness Center, is going to have to be a fitness membership. You know,
a fitness membership is super, folks.
A membership to the gym. I strongly recommend the Wellness Center for the knowledgeable staff. We're going to be looking out for you at all times. But if it's a little too far for you, or whatever the reason, any gym, you know, getting in the gym, participating in regular activity is going to be so important for your health, especially with it being real cold outside. A lot of people are kind of staying indoors, not exercising or partaking.
Billy, let's tell listeners, it is very convenient. It's right off Epps Bridge Parkway.
Yeah.
It's right off Epps Bridge Parkway on the west side of Athens, Clark County, and it's adjacent to Oconee County and pretty much so adjacent over to Barrow County.
Yeah.
And Jackson County's not that far either from it. It's a super facility. Yeah.
I strongly recommend you guys come and check it out. We offer personal training, which could be a great another add-on to the membership. You know, just additional guidance, someone walking you through the workout, showing you how to do it properly, safely. You'll have a really good time there. You'll get a lot out of it.
I love it. When we come back after the commercial break, let's talk a little bit more about that. And we're going to come in with a bunch of other ideas. Again, this is our team from teamgeorgia.com. So you can go to that website, team-georgia.com, and you can go also to stmaryshealthcaresystem.org. And because we got St. Mary's team with us today as well. So listen, we will be right back after the news break, and we can't wait to talk about more of holiday giving.
You're listening to WGAU's Health and Wellness Roundtable. Here's your host, Mark Koyman.
Well, WGAU listeners, welcome back to the WGAU Health and Wellness Roundtable. And I am here with Karen Zinka and Bill McLaughlin, who are both with St. Mary's. Karen does nutrition. She's a clinical nutritional manager. Is that your title, Karen? Yeah, I got it right. And Billy is the manager of St. Mary's Wellness Center, which is a fabulous fitness facility that we have here in Greater Athens. And then I've got Coach Matt Keller, and Matt is with the Georgia Neurological Surgery and Comprehensive Spine. And you do a lot of the rehab work, but I shouldn't say rehab work. That's a bad term. You do physical therapy work.
Right. Well, some of it's pre-surgical, a lot of it's post-surgical.
Yeah.
A lot of post-surgicals right now. You know, toward the end of the year, people have met their deductibles and they want to get these surgeries done.
They want to get those done. That's right.
So right now, we got a good bit of post-surgicals right now.
Well, listeners, we are talking about holiday gift ideas. And there's wonderful holidays coming up. I mean, we got Thanksgiving right around the corner. We've got Hanukkah. We've got Christmas. We've got all sorts of other holidays, from celebrating nature to celebrating African-American type of roots. So there's wonderful holidays coming up. And the gift ideas that we think about, all those ideas where we go to Target and we might buy an electronic or a game or whatever, that's nice. But there are also some great gift ideas that we're talking about. I'm going to shift back over. Well, let's pick up, Billy, where we were, because you were talking about the membership.
Yeah.
And do you want to give listeners a feel for what that monthly cost of those membership packages are?
Yeah, absolutely. So we offer a wide variety of memberships, ranging from basic individual memberships to family memberships. We offer discounts for first responders, EMS, police, firemen, military discounts. So we have a lot of discounts, but getting to the numbers, they'll range anywhere from $15 a month per person on, say, a family membership, up to around $39 a month for an individual. And that's going to be a comprehensive cost that's going to give you access 24/7 hours a day, 7 days a week, holidays included, to the gym. You're going to have access to our group fitness classes. You're going to have access to a knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions. It's a really great deal, and I strongly encourage you guys to come in and check it out. The first day is on us, the workout, the group fitness class. Just come on down, sign the liability waiver, and we are all good to go.
Yeah, I'm a member over at the fitness facility, and all I'll simply say is it's a quality level where I don't think anybody can match it. And it makes you feel in many ways like you're going to, you know, the fitness facility at a Ritz-Carlton hotel. I mean, it's fabulous. And for the price point, it's a steal of a deal. All right. We'll come back because I know, Billy, you have other ideas. Let's go back over to Karen because she's got – Karen, tell listeners again this thing that we during our break we were talking about, the spiral cutting thing. What's that thing called again?
Spiralizer.
A spiralizer. And listeners, there are sometimes that you see them for sale if you're watching some of the old cable programming networks or whatever like in the past, but they're pretty cool.
They are.
Okay, what's another idea on your list?
So another idea, a couple inexpensive things that I think people often would overlook would be a nonstick silicone baking mat.
Yep.
So these, again, are very relatively inexpensive, and they just help us really avoid using excess oil or grease when we're baking and roasting during the holidays.
Agreed.
Even cooking and saves on tin foil and parchment paper, and so just a really good way to kind of cut back a little bit on our fat intake.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you can buy those at most retailers. Sometimes you can even find them at grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go online. You could actually go in person to find those. Do you have anything else on your list?
Sure. So I have two other things. I have a meat thermometer. I always like to talk about food safety, especially nowadays people are cooking more at home.
Right.
It's really important that we're making sure we're cooking meat to the proper temperature, keeping everyone safe over the holidays.
Right. You can go in and you can buy a really nice family roast. You can buy like a pork loin, big pork loin, whatever. And I think when you're cooking that at home, you want to make sure that you've got at least cooked to the level. So that's not a bad idea.
And then the last two items, I have a fat separator, lots of gravies, sauces, and soups this coming holiday season. So a fat separator, again, very relatively inexpensive, really just saves on our total fat intake over the holidays. And then I have some cookbooks. There's a lot of cookbooks out there. People don't know what to buy. A lot of them sell a lot of fat.
Right.
And so, we can definitely get these posted on the webpage.
Right, right. Yes, listeners, you can go to the WGAU website for this show. And again, it's WGAUradio.com/healthandwellnessroundtable. But if you just go to WGAUradio.com, you can see the link to click to that takes you to this. And we're going to have all these products there, and we'll have where you can buy them from and websites to go to and so on. But no, that's a great idea. Now, if somebody's buying that for the significant other in their household, a lot of what you shared are things that they're going to cook with. So I would well imagine that the person that's giving it to them maybe should go and buy a bouquet of flowers or something. Just to simply say, hey, if I'm buying you this gift and you think it's because I'm asking you to cook for me, you better bring something nice along to help ease it in. All right. Let's go back over to Billy. Billy, what other ideas have you got for listeners?
So I've got two more I'd like to talk about quickly. Fitness trackers. Such as, an Apple Watch, Samsung Watch, Garmin's a big brand, Fitbit's a huge brand.
Big time.
But just really cool smartwatches that track daily activity, they track your heart rate, steps, you can track miles, distance traveled, a whole lot of things you can track. But the really cool part is you can compete against friends and family for activity. I want to get 7,000 steps a day every day this week. And I'm going to beat you doing it.
Right.
You can have your family in it, your friends in it, and it makes it more of a kind of social challenge, getting to the gym, walking outside. It's all going to be in that.
It's a great idea. Great idea.
And then you have a watch, too, which is great to know the time. Second item, just a new pair of shoes. It's hard to get out and push yourself to walk or run if your feet are hurting, because your shoes are worn out, or they're just not the right shoe for running or walking. I still remember the first pair of official running shoes I got. They were a little pricey, but I was running on clouds. They
love
felt
it.
Really comfortable. I still have them to this day. And just compared to the normal shoes that I have for working out, they're a world of difference. So, reach out to your parents, your friends. if they like running, if you want them to get into running, a nice pair of running shoes is a nice little push to get them on that track.
Billy, great, great ideas. Matt, you got any others?
Yeah, most of my suggestions have to do with stretching and fitness at home, things like stretch straps, exercise balls, foam rollers. Another big thing that I teach my patients a lot is sleeping postures, sitting postures to help them with their chronic neck and back problems. So there are websites that you can go to, and I'll post them on the website as well, where you can find any pillow that you could ever imagine, any back support that you could ever imagine. There's even pillows to support your neck for CPAP users.
Right,
so
right.
There's lots of options out there that people aren't aware of.
One of the ideas that you had shared and you talked about on an earlier show that we had put together, that a lot of times when you're going to the basketball games and even the baseball games, if you're going to the local high school or the local leagues, you're sitting in bleachers. You're not sitting where there's back support. So those devices that they sell, they really don't cost that much money. They give you back support when you sit down watching a sports game in person. I thought those were great ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, those struck me really, really cool. Well, I got a big kick out of looking at just, you know, if you want to spend some money and you want to go travel, some of these travel destinations that you can go online for are just fabulous. You can even Google doing healthy travel or healthy destination or a healthy event. But one of them that I got the biggest kick out of is this Pura Vida Adventures that are based in Costa Rica. And if you want to spend some money, and in all honesty, it's really not that bad. It's $3,200 a person for 7 days, six nights. And it's one in which you get everything from yoga to healthy organic food and drink that they serve. You got meditation areas. They take you out and help you get rid of stress, but they also teach you surfing. And, you know, that's pretty cool to be able to go surfing. You can't do that in a home gym too easily. So that one was pretty neat. And like I said, that was about $3,200. And that's at PuraVidaAdventures.com. This other one, Yogascapes, is in California. It's not quite as expensive, $650 for 3 days and two nights. It's a retreat. They do their retreats and their sessions at Joshua Tree National Park, which out in California is a beautiful place. Even here, right in our backyard, up in Dahlonega, they got the Dahlonega Spa Resort. And this is where they have different packages up there that include massage therapy, body wraps, organic foods, yoga, and so on. And I think the biggest thing I got the kick out of, 72 acres of meadow and woods with paths, which is a heck of a lot bigger than our own backyard, and yet it's right in our backyard. So I thought those were pretty cool. We're almost out of time. Well, we wish all of our listeners the best of the holidays. Get out there and start shopping. And like we said, you can go to WGAU's website, WGAU online. And when you go to WGAUradio.com, you can click on our show, the WGAU Health and Wellness Roundtable, and link in. And we wish you all the best over the holidays, and take care.